It's interesting. You know, we use the word prayer a lot. And what I'll say to you is never once in the oldest traditions of Hebrew and Christian texts have I ever seen the word prayer in the original texts. You do not see the word prayer in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You see the word communion, because they are communing with the forces of nature. This is going to be important in terms of physics in just a moment. Communion. I've had the opportunity over the last couple of years to share the stage with some of the most amazing scientists and researchers of our time. One of those gentlemen is Dr. Edgar Mitchell. What a wonderful man, really a brilliant, brilliant man. I just have to laugh when I think about conversation with Dr. Mitchell. He was the Apollo astronaut. Not the one that landed on the moon, he was in control of the orbiter as the other module was landing on the moon. And he's the only person that I can begin a conversation with and listen to him. He starts the conversation and he says, well, when we were coming back from the moon, and then he goes on, and I say, now, wait a minute, just say that again, you know, because it changed their lives. Every one of those men and women that went on those missions, they were technically prepared to run the equipment. They were never prepared to deal with the emotions of what happened when they left the fields of Earth consciousness, when they left the magnetic fields of our world. And for many of them, it was kind of like friends of mine who were in Vietnam. And they came back. It changed their lives. They either spoke about it incessantly or they never said a word about it. And they held it all inside. Many of them turned to drugs and alcohol to anesthetize themselves. The same thing has happened with the astronauts. Very, very sad stories about what has happened with some of them. They didn't know what to do with what happened. Some of them were powerfully motivated to change their lives. Edgar Mitchell formed what is called the Institute of Noetic Sciences to scientifically validate that human consciousness is something. There's something there, and we have to know what it means. Others, the gentleman that began searching for Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat. Jim Irwin has led many expeditions now, and they think they've actually found it in satellite images, the Ark actually frozen in the ice on Mount Ararat in Turkey. Well, what Dr. Edgar Mitchell is saying about this quantum hologram, and we've had these conversations and these discussions and also presented together, he's saying it may not be the final answer, but right now, non-local energy and what we call the quantum hologram provide the only testable mechanism discovered to date that offer a possible solution to what we see as consciousness and conscious phenomena. That might change later on, but right now it's the best answer that we've got. Well, it's from the discoveries and the understandings that people like Dr. Mitchell and the noetic sciences are pioneering, and other physicists and scientists and researchers, that we now, I believe, we are on the verge of a new science, a new spirituality, where we marry everything that we've ever known about our world from the past in science with what the spirituality, not religion per se, but what the spirituality, the unified nature of our world is saying to us. And with these combined forms of knowing, we embark upon a journey, a new way, a new wisdom. It has no name as yet, and perhaps it's better not to give it a name right now, because as soon as we place a name onto this new wisdom, then it will be in a box, and we'll attempt to keep it in that box as we have in the past. So what I'll say right now is that we are experiencing the renaissance of a new science, a new spirituality that marries the best of both worlds. And it may not be as new as we would like to think.